On May 24, 1916, Elmer MacArthur risked his life trying to save two men from drowning.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Grover Bromley, Ferris Hall, and a third companion had launched a canoe just below a dam in the Grand River near Eaton Rapids, Michigan. However, the dam's strong backwash pulled their canoe upstream and capsized it, spilling all three men into roiling water 10 feet deep. The third man drifted downstream where bystanders rescued him, but Bromley and Ferris couldn't escape the backwash and were repeatedly tumbled in the churning water. MacArthur, a 39-year-old lawyer who was in his home above the dam, came outside and saw their predicament. Although he could not swim, MacArthur waded along the top of the dam through water 2.5 feet deep to a point above the men. Bystanders had pushed a rowboat near to the men, but they couldn't reach it. So MacArthur leapt off the dam, aiming for the boat. Instead, the rowboat shot out from under him, and he went in the turbulent water. He managed to stay afloat until onlookers drew him to safety using ropes and a long pole. Bromley and Ferris drowned, but MacArthur was awarded a Carnegie Medal for coming to their aid.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.